Hello all, and welcome to another edition of Everyday Black History, where we celebrate and highlight the historical contributions of black men and women and institutions, both past and present. Now today we're going to be talking about and celebrating an institution. And it's an institution formerly known as Freedmen's Hospital, which is now known as Howard University Hospital. And this institution is important to black history and black culture because it was the first of its kind to provide medical treatment to former slaves. Established in 1862, it catered to the medical needs of thousands of African Americans who came to Washington during the Civil War seeking their freedom. As mentioned, it is now known as Howard University Hospital, and is the only it's the nation's only teaching hospital located on the campus of a historically black university. And it offers medical students opportunities to observe and participate in clinical and research with professionals. Now, the hospital is important because many of the physicians and the other health professionals that worked at the hospital engaged in weekly activities and services in the local community, including medical presentations, free health screenings, educational workshops, and health fairs. Howard University Hospital's community-based programs, one of them was a diabetes treatment center, and that was a facility that serviced the medical needs of diabetic patients through a multidisciplinary approach to patient care. Now, some of Howard University Hospital's leadership includes Dr. Edward E. Cornell III, a trauma surgeon, author, and community activist who has devoted his career to work in urban communities. His work in the operating room and his outreach to black males has been featured in Black Enterprise magazine and by ABC News. Now, and there are a lot of other, you know, black surgeons that worked at the hospital throughout the years that we will be highlighting as well on Everyday Black History, just an FYI. Now, just a little history. Freedmen's Hospital and Asylum, as mentioned, was first established in 1862 on the grounds of Camp Barker. The hospital cared for free, disabled, and aged blacks. And in 1863, it was placed under the charge of Dr. Alexander Augusta, the first African-American to head a hospital. After the Civil War, it became the teaching hospital of Howard University Medical School, established in 1868, while remaining under federal control. In 1881, Charles Burleigh Purvis was appointed by President Chester Arthur to be surgeon-in-charge at the Freedmen's Hospital. Purvis was surgeon-in-charge at the Freedmen's Hospital from October 1, 1881 to 1894, and in that role was the first black American to head a hospital under civilian authority. Now, early on in the 20th century, Congress authorized construction of a new hospital, and it was completed in 1909, and it impressed many who came by to see the new structure and knew that the Howard University Medical School had a promising future. In the late 60s, 1967, Freedmen's Hospital was transferred to Howard University and used as a hospital until 1975. The University Hospital is now located on Georgia Avenue, the site of the former Griffin Stadium, the home of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Senators. So this institution, as mentioned, was very important to black culture and black history, because even after it provided medical treatment for former slaves, it continued to teach the future of black Americans to be doctors and to continue medical practice. So we honor this hospital, this institution today, Freedmen's Hospital, formerly known as Freedmen Hospital, now known as Howard University Hospital. We honor this institution for what it provided, the medical treatment it provided to the black community, as well as how it helped black culture and create more black doctors as well, and also help enrichen black history. So that concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. We ask every day that you tune in to our future episodes as we'll be coming with more material, mostly every day. So please tune in and stay tuned for the next episode.